Alright, man. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? It is your boy Rex.
It's your boy Skittles.
We back in another edition of the podcast. Let's see what we got going on for today. Sports wise.
Sports.
Might be some crying in the background, but and no, it's not the key button. First off, sports wise, NFL wise, today was like the day of upsets.
Honestly, I gotta go look at the sports. I haven't been watching old ass seasons of Survivor.
Raiders beat Chiefs.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like 40-32 or something. But I mean, for me, I've been binge watching Survivor lately. So I mean,
holy shit! Minnesota's beating Seattle right now.
Cowgirls won, Cleveland won, Miami beat the fuck out of y'all.
Oh man, that.
Carolina beat Atlanta, which was expected.
I don't care what no one says. I feel like this is common sense among coaches everywhere. For whatever sport or whatever you do, even business wise. If you put someone up to a task and they cannot perform the task whatsoever, they keep letting the task beat them. Shouldn't you take them out?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why it was nice in the Washington Rams game. Alex Smith was able to come in. So, I mean, I'm not exactly sure what he did, but he went 9-for-17 for 37, but he was sacked 6 times.
Damn.
So it tells you how bad their fucking offensive line is. They were sacked 8
Alex
times.
Smith, man. Ooh, come back to
nine. Right? Dude, 70 yards.
Time for one time.
Uh-huh. They had 41 yards of sacks and yard loss. So they only totaled 70 yards passing for the entire game. And they only have 38 yards rushing.
Holy shit.
That's.
And I'm upset today.
The Rams beat Washington. Vegas beat Kansas City.
Chicago beat Tampa Bay Thursday.
Yeah, that was Thursday night game. Arizona beat the Jets. Baltimore beat Cincinnati. Pittsburgh remained undefeated, beat Philly. And Houston picks up their first win 30-14. And as we're recording, there's 2 minutes left in the Minnesota Seattle game. Minnesota's got the ball up 26-21. So. That's going to be a semi-upset right there, but Minnesota's not bad, so...
Yeah, Minnesota's been those balanced. It's always been one of those teams that's been a balance. Not super good, but good.
Yeah.
Can't call their own and whatnot.
You guys had Beathard and Garoppolo go today.
Garoppolo was not horrible.
What? Shit. We started the first half, and then... from what I saw, somebody said, yeah, they benched him for his safety. I was like, y'all are stupid. Whatever. I mean, y'all were getting your ass whooped at that point anyways. It was 30-7.
Dude, Allen, you, dog. Come on, man. Like, Kyle Shanahan, this is on YouTube, man. For the simple fact that Ryan Fitzpatrick kept finding that one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And he was abusing the fuck out of him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the thing with Fitzpatrick is he is one of those quarterbacks where he's completely underrated. He's a good starting quarterback, and he can get you some wins, but depending on who he's got working around him and shit like that, I mean, he can be a top quarterback in the league if he has the weapons and the ability and coaching around him. But I mean, you guys, I mean, I was pissed, dude. Like, I knew.
Wow, thank you. the thing got lowest 48-50.
Like, I still had McKinnon start on my on my fantasy football team this week. And don't get me wrong, I have Mostert on my fantasy team as well. But everything I have heard leading up to the game was that Mostert was sitting this game. And McKinnon was getting the start.
All I gotta say is, talk your shit down and be happy about it. Because once this team is back full on defense to all offense, or basically our last year's version. Then players.
I mean,
you can talk shit about it. You can talk shit about it.
But I mean, you guys are 2-3, but you're 0-3 at home. Now, all three of your losses are at the one place that you should be able to win.
Yeah, but remember, at the same time, it's San Francisco.
Oh,
air quality over here is fucking tremendous.
Hey, don't be blaming the shit on the fucking air quality.
No, I'm saying, though.
The air quality doesn't affect fucking Garoppolo throwing two interceptions, one of them to a wide fucking open Miami.
I'm not saying that shit as opposed to fucking what happened today. I'm just saying, if someone was like, hey, you want a free trip to San Francisco? I'm like, hell no, I got asthma and all this shit.
Then Houston picks up their first win of the season. Watson went 25-35, 359, three touchdowns, two interceptions, and one sack. We protected him.
He just for fucking once. Oh shit!
We had 129 yards rushing for once, so that was nice. All of our touchdowns came off passes. One to Cooks, one to Fuller, one to Fells. Fells was a 44-yard touchdown pass, so that was nice. So, Cobb fucking had a nice game. But Cooks finally got going. Eight receptions, 12 targets, 161 yards. So, finally got the shit going. JJ didn't have any sacks. At four total sacks, one by Cunningham, Martin, Merciless, and a team sack. What the fuck? That's weird. Alright.
One by team. Another one gets blown out.
Kieran said it's a blowout. It was 35-19 in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, was a blowout beforehand because how the fuck he only scored 16 points in the second quarter. So, we're talking about the Lakers Heat. Game six, the Lakers win 106-93. They are the NBA champs for the year.
We're having going on too, though. If you notice. So, it started at the third game. So third game, Lakers lose. Mm-hmm. And then they have a bounce back game. Mm-hmm. And then they lose the next game. And then they have a bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
Am I huge LeBron fan? No. But I have to give him respects for what he's done before being a Laker and
I've said it before. When LeBron was in Miami, I'm not a huge LeBron fan. But you know what? I'm not gonna be like, I don't like LeBron. I hate the fact that he won us two championships. I hate the fact that he was a member of the Heat and everything like that. No, fuck that. He won us two championships along with Wade and Bach. I'll take that any day of the week.
You know what's funny though? A lot of people say, hey, he needed a superstar team and blah 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 blah. I was one of those people until I realized, holy shit, Jordan kind of had the same thing. In the way.
What?
Or
that he had a fucking team built around him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But when you have a fucking all-star like Mike, like LeBron, you build a fucking team around him.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't going to put him with fucking, you know, wait, you ain't going to put him with nobodies and expect him to do everything. And to be 100% honest, I mean, obviously he did score more points than anybody on the team tonight. He scored 28. He had a triple-double. You know, so I nothing wrong with that. But honestly, I got to be down here and say Rondo was the one, the big man of the night. Rondo fucking
the only one on the team to win a fucking ring in Boston by beating the Lakers, and then turns around and wins a ring with the Lakers.
I mean, you look at this, it's like, you know, game two.
Boston Lakers gets inside, left-handed layup. Oh, Roger.
And he had 16 in game two. He had 4-2-4, and then he bumps up with 19 tonight. So, I mean, Rondo is a, I mean, that's got to do a lot with it. I mean, if he only scores 15, I mean, if he only scores the 4 points that he's been scoring every other game since game two, that's 15 points y'all lose. That's only 91 points. We're going to game seven, you know, if he didn't have the night that he had. So, I mean, I got to give that shit to Rondo because he's the one that stepped it up tonight, I mean, and produced. You know, same thing with Caldwell Pope, 17. You know, I'm surprised Danny Green shot any threes. So, I mean, I'm a Heat fan, so obviously it hurts, but shout out to the Lakers, congrats to them. But everybody's going to talk, I mean, it's the same thing with baseball. Everybody's going to talk shit about whoever wins the championship this year because of the simple fact.
There's no Curry, there's no Kyrie.
No. It has nothing to do with that.
Like, that shit annoys the fuck out of me. Like,
I don't give a shit who's in the playoffs.
Like,
it's a simple fact that people are going to bitch because it was a short season.
Mm-hmm.
Could the Lakers do the same thing in a regular full season?
You never know. Next year, the year after that.
But then again, even if they do it next year, we won't know if they would have been able to do it this year. So, like, I think that's going to be the biggest thing.
Even if they do it the following year, even with the full season, you can still win a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
LeBron. Oh, yeah, for sure. There's only a minute 14 left in Minnesota.
Oh, shit.
That was 4 minutes ago.
It's still crazy to see what's supposed to do something bad stuff. Like, come on.
Oh, uh-huh.
You're going to talk to a guy that's running out of bounds already? Mm-hmm. Like, he's literally right there.
So.
Oh, shit. Alright, now let's get slightly political here. How the fuck? What? Voters fraud. Why? Why?
Well, I mean, do I really need to look up how many cases there have been in just the last month? I mean, people are like, oh, let's vote by mail, let's talk. Alright, let's talk about that. The simple fact that there's already been multiple confirmed cases just here in Fresno where we live, of people getting mail for their kids who are anywhere from the ages of 7 to 15 who are being registered to vote under Democrats. First and foremost, they're all being registered as Democrats and they're being registered to vote, which means they're getting extra voting ballots and everything like that. These people aren't even legally old enough, anywhere near old enough to be able to vote in this election, for one. Just the other day, Ohio announced that there was 50,000 cases of voter fraud. There have been multiple cases of military voter fraud. There was one where in Pennsylvania,
a couple weeks ago where there was one in Pennsylvania a couple weeks ago where they found nine military ballots. No, nine votes is just nine votes. That doesn't sound like a lot. But when all nine votes are open and everyone says that it was a vote for Trump and they all happen to be in the trash, like, come on. Like, I don't get, I honestly, I've said it before, I don't give a shit who you vote for as long as you vote. I've told you to go register to vote. I've told you to go to ballotready.com. You know, there are plenty of websites to help you go register to vote. You can easily just go down to DMV and register to vote. As long as you schedule a fucking appointment, because they won't let you in the damn building unless you do. But, right? You know, we've talked about this before. You know, it doesn't matter who you vote for as long as you get out to vote. Hell, I was even telling Mrs. Skills earlier that if my car was in better shape, I'd even offer anybody in our local area a ride to a voting place to be able to vote. You know, no money needed. I would do it just because I want people to vote. You know, but my car is in bad enough shape, I can't do it. You know, but it's just one of those things where you know, people need to get out there and vote, but people are too scared to vote. It's also what I've been saying. We've been in the state of California. All the counties are being rated by different colors on how the spread of COVID is going around. Fresno County got moved from purple, which is the worst, down to red, which allows certain places to reopen. Shout out to fucking Enders. And we've said it plenty of times.
Yes.
But, you know, that's what I'm saying. Places like Enders, places like Legends, Comics and Games, you know, all these places that we enjoy going and hanging out with, excuse me, have been allowed to reopen. And now it's in fact, they're talking within this week or next week, putting Fresno County back in purple. And it's not just Fresno County either. A lot of counties who have been down size one color are gonna be popped up again, which means more shit has to shut down. This is, and again, as long as you get out there and vote, I don't care. But it's a fucking political tactic to make you be too scared to go out and vote. Oh, it's like, oh, you're getting your hopes get up that everything's gonna be able to be reopened. Corona is not spreading as much or anything like that. Great. And then all of a sudden, a spike just magically fucking appears and everything has to shut back down and keep everybody back at home.
It sounds spooky on the side of the fake spikes, but also as citizens of the city, we kind of have a little bit to do with it too, though.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's the simple fact of, you know, yeah, people don't listen. People don't wear the mask. People don't, you know, people haven't been listening and doing what they can to help prevent the spread of it. You know,
it's funny how some people are pro-life, but All right, let's go ahead and line this up with the A word, abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, some of those I'll say.
Yeah, and then, of course, I mean, this is going to slightly change the topic and whatnot, but it comes down to what's going on in the Senate right now with Judge Barrett trying to be confirmed for the next Supreme Court justice. You know, just because you don't believe in what that person stands for or anything like that doesn't mean it gives you the right to fucking badmouth somebody.
Right?
Like, I don't know how many times I've been scrolling through Twitter, especially in my personal Twitter, because I do follow a lot of politics on my personal Twitter. and personal accounts, you know, it's one of those, how many times have I scrolled through Twitter or any social media and somebody is bad-mouthing Amy Coney Barrett just because they don't want her as a fucking Supreme Court justice?
Dude, like, just because, like, I know people still probably, some fans are probably won't give a damn about Danny Green missing that shot, but, dude, Danny Green's wife has received about, like, more than 5 death threats because of that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, dude, and some of these people have just, like, what the fuck, you know, and it's just like, I don't know, I just feel that it's one of those things where, you know, you may not like somebody, you may not like what they stand for, but they're, like, exactly.
That's the, at the end of the day.
I mean, it's
a lot. Like, y'all can go back and talk about how I said that penalty about fucking oh yeah, what were you talking about? You were talking about a dude who killed someone died in a way where they shouldn't die, and they had multiple cases of that or something like that. It was like a woman.
Speaking of going back, if you are new to the show, listening to the show, welcome, for one. Two, we appreciate you listening. Three, don't go back and listen to our premiere episode, our very first episode. That's our shit. Very first episode was our worst episode we've ever put out.
Right.
So don't go listen to that. And then, you know, if you have been one of the people who have gone back and listened to our most recent episodes, we appreciate it. Thank you. We've seen a decent spike in increase listenership over the last few episodes. So thank you all for doing that. And thank you all for checking out our shit. You can find us on Twitter at RU_podcast. You can find all of the members of the Unnamed Productions shows on Twitter, which is the Random Monday Podcast, the Skittle Show, Chris's Podcast, and D&D Worries. There's multiple links on our Twitter account to our Discord page, where you can find us and chat with us directly. We both have a Twitch account, twitch.tv Black Cooper.
BLACCAOOPA.
And then twitch.tv / SweetSkill69 for mine. So for everybody who's joined our show,
thank you.
For listening, that's for sure.
Back to what I was saying. Bottom line, like, I don't want to wish death upon somebody unless they totally deserve
it. Yeah. Well, and then it goes back to, I think I mentioned it last week once, when Trump was diagnosed with COVID, that the death threats and the amount of people who tweeted out hoping that the president would die from COVID, it got so bad that even Twitter had to step in and say, hey, if you're going to, all of these, you know, death threats or tweets that say, I hope he dies and shit like that, are going to be deleted and go against Twitter standards. And to be honest, it's ridiculous. I don't give a shit whether you like him or not. It's just not the right thing to fucking do. If you are listening, we have, I think, let me double check, hold on.
Alright, while you double check that, we know that Halloween is going to suck ass this year.
Oh.
Like everything, like most, like majority of things do this year. I have a friend who is selling trick-or-treat boxes, so to say. But they're called grazing boxes. So they come with assorted amounts of candy, and then they will be wrapped in a little cupcake sheets, so that way not everyone's grabbing like one or two things and stuff like that. It's just grab what you want and fuck out.
Yeah.
So, if you are on Facebook, you go ahead and message Devin Vaughn. There, I will shoot y'all on Twitter for that, and then so she has these boxes going on for different days of the month. So starting October 17th to 31st, Halloween grazing boxes will be available at $25 per box every week and Thursday through Saturday. Orders will be open one weekend at a time for said weekend. Weekend number one, which is the 17th of this month through the 19th. Weekend two will be the 22nd through the 24th. And then weekend three will be the 29th through the 31st. So pretty much you consent on picking up your order from set location on the day of pickup. Then you enter your payment or how you want to pay, which could be a PayPal, Cash App, whichever one, or cash only. And you pick what day for whichever weekend you want to choose. From that, your name, your preferred contact method, your number, email, whatever, and how many boxes. Then inside will be pumpkin cake, Rice Krispie treats, salted caramel brownies, red velvet cakes, or red velvet and chocolate mint chip cookies, caramel apple popcorn, zombie pops, chocolate covered pretzels, and some Halloween candy to satisfy your trick or treat cravings. So we have that.
That's awesome. I honestly don't know what me and the family are doing for Halloween yet. I know my kids are asking for costumes, and I know I'll end up having to get the kids costumes, but you know, and I was talking to Mrs. Hills about this the other night. You know, the government doesn't run fucking Halloween.
No.
Nobody does. Halloween is a fucking
it's like trying to control like this.
It's like Cinco de Mayo. There ain't nobody got control over that. You do what the fuck you want to do on Halloween. You know? It's just like
Cinco de Mayo. You off? I'm off.
You know, Christmas, Thanksgiving. They don't control what you do on those days. You know, they don't control anything about those days. They can't not let you go out and go trick-or-treat. But I was talking to Mrs. Gales about it the other night. I'm not going to let... It's kind of fucked up, though, is that, you know, I do live in a huge apartment complex.
Yeah.
Of somewhat of over 100 to almost 200 fucking apartments in this complex. It's a huge complex that I could literally just let my kids walk from door to door and let them fucking get candy. But how many of those people how many kids are gonna knock on a door on Halloween night and hear and say, you know, here, trick or treat, we ain't got no candy, or we're not handing out candy?
That's been me for the past 20 months, only because I haven't been at home enough. If I am handing out candy, it's to myself, to be honest.
Usually, as somebody who has kids, I prefer going to certain trunk or treats, right? You kind of get more candy. It's kind of more, once...
Not be the best, but it's still a shit ton of candy.
It's still a shit ton of candy. There's one church that we go to that's down the street from where we, it's up at, like, First and Meads. So it's not that far. Dude, it has, like, 20 rows of cars. Of, like, 15 cars per row. And each car is handing out a handful of candy. One of the first years we discovered it, and I'm an old school pillowcase type of guy.
you know, my kids like carrying little baskets. Well, guess what? They tend, especially the later cars, tend to fucking give you more candy than your fucking thing. So guess what? I'm carrying a fucking bottom of my stroller. I got a big old fucking thing, a pillowcase, dumping their candy after each row because they're getting more candy later on.
Exactly.
Dude, that one of the first year old discovered
that. It's a mistake to not
bring. It really is. It really is. And so there was one year where my pillowcase, just from the kids, two of them, it was before Luke, before the youngest, it was 3/4 full. It was a full ass bag. I'm like, holy fucking shit. That church isn't doing it this year.
Damn.
You know, it sucks. You know?
It sucks, man. Yo, can we go back to sports real quick? No, because what popped in my head was that kick.
Oh my god. Alright, so if you don't know what we're talking about, UFC had a pay-per-view this weekend. And
what's up, man? What you want?
I gotta find it.
You ain't got no cookies, no candy, no nothing. You know, you even say trick or treat. You just popped in the door.
Oh, shit.
What's up, bro? How you doing? Gosh damn! Attack the fucking PS4.
Alright, go, buddy. Alright, so this last weekend was UFC Fight Island 5. The dude who got knocked out, I can't even pronounce his name.
Castellani?
Yeah. Caught the leg of Joaquin Buckley. And Buckley decided, oh, you know what? I'm just going to do a wild spinning heel kick and knock the fuck out of Impa.
That's...
Holy fuck. You can go look for it. Use the hashtag UFC Fight Island 5. And, oh my god, a lot of fans, and myself included, it is considered one of the greatest knockouts of all time. Easily. Easily.
For real, man, like, shit.
Holy fuck, I mean, I got it up right here,
wait.
And it's just like, you slow motion that shit. Catch. And kick.
Oh, are you kidding?
Ugh. And look at those eyes just roll back. Oh, slow motion makes it even worse. My neck just snapping back.
Holy shit. Why the fuck is the 4th of July trending?
I don't know. It's a lack of liquors. Alright, I'm talking to you.
Holy shit, damn. It was not look good.
Alright.
Trump with the black outfit. Now, if he would have done with Honda forever.
Oh, God.
But yeah, shit, man. I think what I'm going to start doing now is maybe in the mornings or something like that these days.
Okay.
Because I know for a fact that if I don't do it as soon as possible, I would totally forget about it and get too late.
Right.
And well, plus, most likely, I will be up and out of the house by
then. Oh, I know. You're usually gone by mid-afternoon. You're usually gone. Yeah. My stream schedule on the other hand got kind of fucked up this last week.
Yeah, that was a motion.
It because of fucking, right? And my fucking streaming software wasn't fucking picking up again. And didn't even realize it until 2 days afterwards. And until I tried to stream it again. So, I will be back on Monday this week trying to fucking stream as normal.
Among Us, hopefully, but possibly more,
possibly fucking something on the PlayStation.
I'm not sure yet.
We'll figure it out.
Need speed?
It might be. I haven't tried it. It's downloaded. I haven't
tried it yet.
So, who won the Minnesota game? Oh shit, see how they won.
Alright.
Oh shit.
They do.
20 seconds left. Wilson driving back. Fires. Touchdown.
Man, Metcalf?
Yep.
Damn. Damn. A lot of that shit happened to us today, too. I didn't know.
That's a catch. That's a catch.
Damn. GG's.
GG's. Coming down to the last fucking minute. That's great.
Well, that's a good game. Shout out to playing Seattle for that one. I'm glad the Browns won. They beat Indy, so that's always good. Anytime anybody beats Indy, it's good. I'm still amazed by the Raiders beating fucking
the Chiefs at home.
Yeah, in Kansas City.
They can't win at home, just like the Lions, but they can win on the road.
Oh, that's fucked. Fucking Derek Carr. He's like, it's about time. I've had a few kids since we won here, so it's a good feeling. That's fucked. That's fucked.
Because it's coming from the speaker that lives inside of the device. So, that's crazy. I mean, hey, shout out to the Raiders too. I mean,
y'all did y'all thing.
Exactly. But we still didn't make the title of the
battle today. Right?
And they reach y'all, and they would be playing each other.
It's not a battle of the bay anymore, so.
It's just like,
so, it really isn't the battle of the bay anymore. So, But I was saying earlier, there's only 22 days until election day. So if you're listening and would like us to do a freaking election episode, let us know on Twitter or Discord or any social media, and we'll be more than willing to do one.
Yep.
So I even thought of fucking doing a fucking election day live stream on fucking Twitch. So. But if that's something y'all want, let us know. We'll for sure fucking do it, that's for sure. So, song of the week?
Yeah. You know what's funny? We don't do this shit this early.
What do you mean?
What's the last
song? Oh, I know. The fact that it's only 8:45 at night, right? And on a Sunday night, and we're fucking...
Oh, I'm recording. I was like, where the fuck is it?
But yeah, the fact that it's only 8:45 and not 10:45.
Right.
I have more. But yeah, so my song of the week, it's not the song that I heard. It's by the same band that I heard. I was driving in the car the other day. And I heard this, the band, and I was just like, dude, I haven't heard that band in a minute. I haven't heard that fucking song in a minute. I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna go listen to this song. And so I've been listening to this song. I added it to my playlist because I didn't even realize it wasn't on my playlist and whatnot. And I was just like, you know what, it's an old ass song, but it's still a good ass song. So here's my song.
American Idiot.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what song I heard last night when I played a little bit on my PlayStation? Gone Away. Gone Away.
Alright, so here's my song of the week. Enjoy. No, that's not actually my song. That was supposed to be the song of the week last week.
Yeah, it really was.
I didn't realize until I started singing it, and then I was like, huh, oh, I fucking found you. But here's my actual song of the week.
Hold on, just a second.
You
can
pick now,
or
you wait
till you get it done? I'm going to wait till it's done. Alright.
Alright, so here's my actual song. That was Toasted. Let's see. Total MVP awards.
MJ's got 6, LeBron's got 4, Duncan, Magic, and Shaq got 3. But in the famous words of Kobe, if Shaq actually gave a damn, he'd probably be 6.
Yeah.
Because Kobe, I don't know how many times you can find multiple interviews with Kobe where before he passed, where he had said that if Shaq actually practiced and actually gave a damn and actually, you know, put in hard work and everything like that, Kobe and him would have had 12 championships. So.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I think you have another song to read.
Yep.
The way we just segued to that shit is fucking phenomenal, man. Should I end it with a cry?
Huh?
Get the fuck out!
Woo! Let's go home.
Bitch.
You're gonna make me sing.
Oh, it's this.
Uh-huh.